Welcome to the Space News Weekly Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, we delve into the atmospheric dynamics of the first steps toward terraforming Mars. Second, NASA's Mars rover captures a giant dust devil swallowing its friend. Third, NASA catches a glimpse of a city-killer asteroid before it disappears until 2028. Fourth, a jaw-dropping NASA image reveals a dying star at the heart of the Helix Nebula. Fifth, solar cells made of moon dust could power future space exploration. Sixth, Amazon sets the launch date for Project Kuiper's deployment of 27 satellites. Seventh, secretive Russian military satellites release a mystery object into orbit. And finally, a Navy warship is getting ready for its role in the Artemis NASA moon mission. Let's start with atmospheric dynamics and the first steps toward terraforming Mars. According to a recent study published on Astrobiology Web, warming Mars's surface could be a significant step toward making it suitable for life, but it poses major scientific and engineering challenges. The study explores the use of engineered aerosols to achieve this warming. By releasing particles made of graphene and aluminum into Mars' atmosphere, scientists aim to create a greenhouse effect that could increase the planet's temperature by approximately 30 Kelvin. The process involves dispersing these particles globally, which is no small feat. The winds on Mars play a crucial role in transporting aerosols, responding to their radiative forcing. This creates a strong radiative dynamical feedback loop that aids in warming the planet. The researchers utilized a plume-tracking climate model without a water cycle to study this phenomenon. They found that a release rate of 2 liters per second of graphene, produced via carbon dioxide electrolysis from Mars's own atmosphere, could potentially double the greenhouse effect, adding 5 Kelvin to the planet's temperature. Moreover, the study highlights the importance of the Hadley cell, a large-scale atmospheric circulation pattern on Mars, which strengthens under warming conditions and facilitates particle mixing. However, the challenges are far from over. Functionalization, agglomeration, dry deposition experiments, and modeling water cycle feedbacks remain significant hurdles in the journey toward terraforming Mars. Our next story takes us to Mars, where NASA's Perseverance rover recently captured a fascinating atmospheric event. While conducting an imaging experiment to better understand the Martian atmosphere, Perseverance witnessed a dramatic interaction between two dust devils at the rim of Jezero Crater, specifically in an area known as Witch Hazel Hill. These dust devils, which are convective vortices, were spotted spinning erratically. Using its navigation camera, Perseverance recorded the larger dust devil, approximately 210 feet wide, as it consumed a smaller one, about 16 feet wide. The footage shows the smaller twister being swallowed up, merging into a single, slightly larger column of swirling air and dust. This mesmerizing scene was stitched into a short video that also captures two additional dust devils swirling in the background. Mark Lemon, a scientist with the Perseverance team at the Space Science Institute in Boulder, Colorado, explained that these dust devils can be quite fiendish. These mini twisters wander the surface of Mars, picking up dust as they go and lowering visibility in their immediate area, he noted. When two meet, they can either obliterate each other or merge, with the stronger one consuming the weaker. Dust devils are a common sight on Mars, first spotted by the Viking mission in the 1970s. Unlike tornadoes on Earth, Mars' thin atmosphere supports these dust devils as air near the surface heats up, rises, and begins to rotate, picking up speed and dust along the way. For those feeling sorry for the little devil, Lemon offers some consolation. The larger dust devil likely met its own demise shortly after, as these phenomena typically last only about 10 minutes on Mars. This encounter is not Perseverance's first with a dust devil. In September 2021, the rover captured a swarm of these swirling columns and was the first to record the sound of a dust devil on Mars using its SuperCam microphone. In a recent observation, NASA managed to catch a fleeting glimpse of a potentially hazardous asteroid, often referred to as a city killer. This asteroid, which has been identified as a significant threat due to its potential impact force, will not be seen again until 2028. During this brief encounter, NASA's advanced tracking systems were able to monitor its trajectory and gather valuable data that could be crucial for future planetary defense missions. The asteroid in question is part of a group of near-Earth objects that are closely monitored by space agencies worldwide. These objects are classified based on their size, speed, and proximity to Earth's orbit. The term city killer is used for asteroids large enough to cause significant damage to urban areas if they were to collide with Earth. Fortunately, this particular asteroid does not pose an immediate threat, but its reappearance in 2028 will be closely watched by scientists and astronomers alike. NASA's ability to detect and track such asteroids is a testament to the advancements in space observation technology. The data collected during these observations help refine our understanding of asteroid paths and improve the accuracy of future predictions. This is crucial for developing potential strategies to mitigate the impact of such asteroids should they ever pose a direct threat to Earth. As we await the return of this celestial object in 2028, NASA and other space agencies continue to enhance their monitoring capabilities and collaborate on international efforts to ensure the safety of our planet. This event serves as a reminder of the importance of ongoing vigilance and research in the field of space exploration and planetary defense. In a stunning new revelation, NASA has unveiled an image of the Helix Nebula that could change our understanding of dying stars. This nebula, also known as Caldwell 63, is situated 650 million light-years from Earth and is the remnant of a star in its final stages of life. The image combines data from several observatories, including NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory, the Hubble Space Telescope, and the European Southern Observatory's Visible and Infrared Survey Telescope for Astronomy. The Helix Nebula's central feature is a white dwarf, the dense core left behind after a star has exhausted its nuclear fuel. This particular white dwarf has been observed emitting powerful X-ray flares, which scientists believe are caused by the remnants of a planet that ventured too close. Tidal forces from the white dwarf likely tore the planet apart, drawing its fragments onto the star's surface and producing the intense X-ray emissions. Interestingly, this process is not too dissimilar from what our own sun will experience. In about 5 billion years, the Sun will expand into a red giant, possibly engulfing Earth and other inner planets, before eventually shrinking into a white dwarf. The Helix Nebula offers a glimpse into this distant future of our solar system, showcasing the dramatic and violent end that awaits. The intricate patterns observed in the nebula, formed by the interaction of hot and cooling gases, add to the nebula's visual spectacle. These patterns resemble comet-like structures and are a result of the complex dynamics as the star sheds its outer layers. The study, led by Sandino Estrada Dorado from the National Autonomous University of Mexico, suggests that the unexplained X-ray emissions are likely due to material from a substellar donor companion being absorbed by the dying star. This discovery not only deepens our understanding of stellar evolution, but also highlights the potential fate of planets orbiting dying stars. As we continue to observe and learn from these cosmic phenomena, it underscores the interconnectedness of celestial bodies and the dynamic nature of the universe. In a groundbreaking study published by Cell Press, researchers have developed solar cells made from simulated moon dust, offering a potential solution to the challenges of powering future space exploration missions. These innovative solar cells efficiently convert sunlight into energy, withstand radiation damage, and significantly reduce the need for transporting heavy materials into space. Lead researcher Felix Lang from the University of Potsdam, Germany, explains that while current solar cells used in space are highly efficient, they are also expensive and heavy due to the use of glass or thick foil covers. Lang's team aims to replace Earth-made glass with glass crafted from lunar regolith, the moon's rocky surface debris. This shift could cut a spacecraft's launch mass by 99.4% and drastically reduce transport costs, making long-term lunar settlements more feasible. The researchers created these solar cells by melting a substance designed to simulate moon dust into moon glass, which was then used to build a new kind of solar cell. They paired moon glass with perovskite, a class of crystals that are cheaper, easier to make, and very efficient in converting sunlight into electricity. These new panels can produce up to 100 times more energy per gram of material sent to space compared to traditional solar panels. Lang highlights the advantages of using moon glass, noting its natural brown tint from moon dust impurities that stabilizes the glass and makes it more resistant to radiation. This resistance allows the moon glass solar cells to outperform Earth-made ones when exposed to space-grade radiation, as standard glass tends to brown and block sunlight over time. The simplicity of making moon glass is another benefit. It does not require complex purification, and concentrated sunlight can provide the extreme temperatures needed to melt lunar regolith into glass. By adjusting the thickness of the moon glass and fine-tuning the solar cell's composition, the team achieved 10% efficiency and believes they could reach 23% with clearer moon glass. Despite these promising developments, challenges remain. The moon's lower gravity could affect how moon glass forms, and the solvents used to process perovskite are incompatible with the moon's vacuum environment. Additionally, the extreme temperature swings on the moon could threaten the material's stability. The team hopes to launch a small-scale experiment to the moon to test these solar cells in real lunar conditions. As Lang points out, scientists have long been finding ways to utilize moon dust for various purposes, from extracting water for fuel to building structures with lunar bricks. Now, turning moon dust into solar cells could provide the energy needed for future moon cities, paving the way for sustainable lunar exploration and habitation. Amazon is gearing up for a significant milestone with the launch of 27 low Earth orbit satellites as part of its ambitious Project Kuiper. The launch is scheduled for April 9, 2025 at 12 p.m. Eastern Time and will take place at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. This mission, designated KA-01 or Kuiper Atlas 1, will be carried out using a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket. This launch marks a pivotal step for Amazon's initiative to provide satellite internet services, a field currently dominated by SpaceX's Starlink, which operates around 7,000 satellites. Amazon has committed a substantial $10 billion investment into Project Kuiper, with plans to deploy 3,200 satellites over the course of 80 launches. The company aims to deliver internet services using this technology later in the year. The entry of Amazon into the satellite internet arena is expected to intensify competition in a market that includes players like Viasat, HughesNet, Eutelsat, and China's SpaceSail. This increased competition could potentially lead to broader internet service availability, especially in remote and rural regions with limited broadband options. While Starlink has a strong lead, Amazon's extensive launch agreements with major providers such as United Launch Alliance, Arianespace, Blue Origin, and even SpaceX itself position Kuiper as a formidable competitor. Mahdi Eslaminer, the executive vice president at Quandary Peak Research and an adjunct professor at the University of Southern California, asserts that Amazon is well-positioned to challenge Starlink due to its expansive infrastructure and significant resources. He notes that while Starlink currently enjoys market leadership, the presence of well-capitalized competitors, particularly from China, could make the market considerably more competitive soon. Beyond competition, Project Kuiper holds the potential to significantly impact global connectivity. Eslaminer highlights that the project's mission is not only competitive, but also aims to address the global digital divide by providing high-speed internet to underserved communities worldwide. This initiative underscores Amazon's strategic entry into the satellite internet sector, with promising early results from its prototype stages and testing of Amazon Web Services in space. A trio of classified Russian satellites, known as Cosmos 2581, 2582, and 2583, have caught the attention of space trackers and analysts after releasing a mysterious object into orbit. These satellites were launched on a Soyuz-2.1V rocket from the Plesetsk Cosmodrome in the Arkhangelsk region on February 2, 2025. Since their launch, the satellites have been operating in a near-polar orbit approximately 364 miles above Earth, displaying intriguing behavior. In March, the satellites appeared to be conducting potential proximity operations, maneuvering close to other objects in space. This behavior was noted by Jonathan McDowell, an astrophysicist and spaceflight activity tracker. Subsequently, the United States Space Force cataloged a new object in orbit on March 18th, which is believed to have been released by Cosmos 2581. Russia has not provided any details about the purpose of these satellites or the newly released object. The Cosmos missions are often classified, and the released object could have various objectives, including military experiments, satellite inspection, or testing technology for docking or formation flying. There is also the possibility that it could be a scientific payload or a result of unintentional fragmentation, though this would typically result in multiple debris pieces. The Cosmos designation has been used by Russia and the former Soviet Union for a wide range of military and scientific satellites since 1962. These satellites have been involved in various missions, some of which are experimental or secret, including early anti-satellite tests and satellite inspection, reconnaissance, and electronic intelligence. The deployment of satellite trios in formation is not unusual, with the United States and China also having launched similar sets for electronic intelligence purposes. The future activities of the Cosmos satellites and their new companion remain to be seen, continuing to spark interest and speculation within the space community. In our final segment today, we turn our attention to the Navy's critical role in NASA's upcoming Artemis moon mission. As part of the preparations, the USS Somerset, a San Antonio-class amphibious warship, has recently completed a week-long underway recovery training in the Pacific Ocean. This training is essential for ensuring that the Navy is ready to safely recover the Artemis II crew when they return from their mission around the moon in April 2026. The USS Somerset, along with its crew, practiced recovery operations with four NASA astronauts, including backups for the Artemis II mission. The training involved simulating the recovery of the Orion spacecraft, which will splash down in the Pacific Ocean. The Navy's role is vital, as they will quickly intercept the module carrying the astronauts once it re-enters Earth's atmosphere. This collaboration between NASA and the Navy is not new. The two organizations have a long-standing partnership dating back to the early days of human spaceflight. The Navy's San Antonio-class ships, with their advanced capabilities, serve as the prime recovery ships for these missions. Their large well decks, medical facilities, and helicopter support make them ideally suited for the task. During the recent training, the Navy worked alongside various units, including Helicopter Sea Combat Squadron 23 and Explosive Ordnance Disposal Group 1, to refine their procedures. The goal is to ensure a seamless recovery process, from retrieving the astronauts to securing the Orion capsule and any debris. This joint effort underscores the importance of preparation and coordination in human spaceflight missions. As NASA prepares for the Artemis II mission, the Navy's readiness to execute a swift and efficient recovery is crucial. The training exercises have demonstrated their ability to adapt and respond to the challenges posed by space missions. With the launch date approaching, the collaboration between the Navy and NASA is a testament to the strength of interdisciplinary teamwork in advancing human exploration of space. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.